Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Smiling, sunshine or rain. Grateful is giving me enough.
Mark Victor Hansen, I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. When you're going through changes, just simply be the change you want to see. Simple, but it's not always easy. So that's why you need your tools. That's why you need to be prepared for your spiritual practice. Because life is truly about transition, change. It is constant. On and on and on and on it goes. Just when you think, I'm at a better feeling place. I can rest. I'm all enlightened. All is truly well, the life space to you. Right. Bam! Julie Dexter talking about transition. Don't get caught up in the doom and gloom of life, of your life, or you end up giving up too soon. You don't want to do that. We're not standing for that on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. It is so nice to have you here today. I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I have a special guest in the house. He's getting comfortable. He's meditating right now. You know, he's a new age, a modern day alchemist. So he's getting in the state. He's focusing on the light. So we won't disturb him right now. So everybody just keep it down, okay? While we do what we need to do, and then we'll bring him on when he's ready. He'll send some of his students to tap me on the shoulder. Master is ready. Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Yes, the number is 347-426-3346. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's a great show already. That's the intention anyway. So, of course, it's going to be good. Transformation is getting ready to happen. You better hold on, hold on, hold on. As a matter of fact, don't hold on. Let go. Because if you hold on, you don't transcend. You don't change. Don't hold on. Just allow the love, the light, the energy that is moving through you right now to just take you to the next level. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be good. 347-426-3346. Julie Dexter, if you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, juliedexter.com. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to lifecoachade.com. Lifecoachade.com. And speaking of finding out more and all that good stuff, you can actually go there right now. If you listened to yesterday's show, even if you didn't, go there right now. And under the radio tab, just hover over radio. There's another page that says tips and resources. Click that, and you can get all the steps I shared with you yesterday for the bridging the gap between inspiration and action. Electra, hint, hint. Well, you probably got yours anyway. But if you go there, it's all on that page. You can copy and paste it, sharing it with you, helping you, assisting you to move from where you are to where you want to be. When you catch an inspiration, instead of just go home and say, well, that was fun, now you can take it forward. So the steps are on that page, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Click the radio tab, page, icon, button, whatever you want to call it, the word that says radio. You see tips and resources, and it's right there waiting for you. Life is good and it's getting better. Let's do some announcements. Next Wednesday, it's the last Wednesday of the month. That's the time for Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford, our parenting expert. And next week we are talking about educating boys. It speaks for itself. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in, email your questions. You can email your questions to ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com if you have any questions regarding that. And same day, last Wednesday of the month, next Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my co-host Lisa Iverson will be joining me for Ancestral Blueprints. We want to take a journey into the soul. So every last Wednesday of the month, we have Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford, my co-host, and my other co-host is Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And next week, soon, first week in August, we have Rupert Isaacson joining us, and he's the father of a young boy who's autistic. And he's going to be sharing with us his story, how he traveled and met with shamans to kind of find healing for his autistic child. There's a documentary about them, him, his family, everybody, his wife and son. And the documentary is called The Horse Boy. If you can find the trailer on YouTube, it's such an inspiring story. And second week in April, we have a pet psychic. A psychic pet? Well, I don't know. Psychic pet? Pet psychic? Well, you know, the psychic I don't know if she speaks to them. She listens to the soul of a pet, of a dog, of a cat, of a bird, of a snake, whatever kind of pet you got. Even if it's your husband. If your husband is your pet or your wife is your pet, well, I don't know if she does that. But anyway, that's August 10th. The horse boy story is coming to us August 4th, and the psychic is coming August 10th. So make sure you mark your calendar. Lots and lots and lots of stuff going on here. Don't worry about it. Don't overload yourself. We're going to remind you. You better be sure about that. We'll remind you about everything that's going on here. So don't overload your mind. My guest today is Zoe Klimowitz, and we're going to be talking about the process. The process. And those of you who listened yesterday, you would know that I got punked. And I mean, got punked on my own show. If you missed it, I'm going to play it later, but not right now. But I got punked. Oh, but it made my day all day long. I was laughing at it. That's all I'm going to say. If you didn't hear it, you'll hear it later. So how's everyone doing in the chat room? We've got silent listeners. We got Lignum Vitae. Okay. Nahali Tamara Joyful Joy. Or Joyful Tamara Joy. That's what it is. Yeah. And then we've got V123. Virtual Office Center Electra setting the universe ablaze. We've got Celeste in the house, my co-producer is in the house, my guest is in the house, and my guest, the student just tapped me, master, is ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, actually, before I bring him on, let me read his bio. Let me go to his bio first. Master is ready. Be ready to be transformed, be enlightened, and my guest has a wonderful story. So, here we are. Here's a bio. Born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Zoe has lived in the United States since age 14. He's now 32. I was going to say 39. I don't know where that's coming from. He's now 32. Just in case, if you want to find out. He grew up quickly in order to escape a house strict religious upbringing set in violence and chaos and insanity. You know he's a powerful man. Setting out on his own at age 15, he found a world of extremes of both light and dark. He discovered Toltec wisdom on one hand, and on the other, he found drugs and alcohol. Over the next decade, he would push the limits of both. Along the way, he would discover and experience things he could not have experienced any other way. Eventually, the light won. The light just showed up. The light won as Zoe chose to follow his spirituality as his life path. After overcoming multiple addictions, he now looks back at his life trials, not as curses, not as a curse to be regretted, but as valuable lessons to appreciate with love, because he recognizes that it's actually a gift, and he is grateful. And now let's go to the master. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Zoe Klimowitz. How are you doing, Zoe?
I'm awesome. I'm entertained, and I'm inspired by your energy.
Oh, good, good, good. How was your meditation? Was it good?
It was good. I love that you called it. I love that you called me out on it and everything.
You know, I'm sorry. If I'm in June, I'm in June. I just have to be
no,
who
you
I
just,
be.
You just knew. That was the best part, you know? With the intermediate time, the interim, it just seemed like the logical thing to do. And then I hear this voice on my phone. And I was like, Ade's tuned in, man.
I love it. And I think Betty wants to say something, because Betty is just so excited to have you.
Aww.
I mean, Betty's been doing cartwheels. I mean, she's been cartwheels in the chat room, so let's bring her on. She wants to say something. She's just like, Zoe is here, everybody. Zoe's here. Hey, Betty, how are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we can hear you nice and clear.
You know what? Because I'm going to need to go through the process when it comes to my computers here.
It works on machines, too. It's very versatile.
Well, of course, you know, I have a few questions to read off, and that will come later in the show. However, what I wanted to say was, you know, when I first met Zoe, I was just blown away with this technique. And I meant to tell you this later, but shortly after our meeting and you taking me actually through the process, you know, we all get those moments where we get one of those virus attack things on our computer, and they're telling you you need to do this in order to remove it.
Yeah.
And I had gotten one of those, and after like 2 hours of playing with it, my frustration level began to go beyond what it needed to go. You know when you
right.
start talking to yourself out loud, you know, you really get angry.
I only talk to myself out loud.
Yeah, I was in my kitchen pacing back and forth, and I'm just really mad. I want to throw my computer in the wall, and then something said, do the process.
Yes.
And I went, oh, yeah, the process. And I go through this process, and I tried to remember it because I couldn't find the paper that you wrote it. That I wrote it down with you with, but I remembered enough. And I go through this process, and I instantly feel just calm. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be able to handle this situation. And no sooner did I do that and timestamped it, I said, let me look on Google and see what I can do about it. And the very first thing that comes up was a solution to this problem. The second thing that popped up, because not only was I having problems with that, I was working on my workshop, and everything that I had wrote in Word had my computer crashed down and disappeared. So now I'm really frustrated, not only with a virus, but with that. So anyway, once I get through the process, I noticed the solution there. I happened to go in Word, and there it was, all of my work. And I couldn't see it out of my frustration. I couldn't see it. And somehow it had saved itself without me saving it. And I you know, and I was telling my sisters, my, and if I'm correct, I told you, Ade, and I was like, you know, I went through this process, and what it did was it put me in a state of being where I could see the solutions that the universe was sending to me. Out of my frustration, I couldn't see it. And without that process. So, folks, please, if you're going through something, if you're frustrated with something, please, let Zoe help you through this. It works, and I use it everywhere I go when I get into that moment. And I haven't even taken your course or class, but just that little bit helps me tremendously. So I want to say that. It really is a wonderful thing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the testimonial, and thank you for, you know, being powerful and trusting in it. It's at first it seems like it's too simple, you know, like we want to get caught up in the idea that solving problems has to take like a ton of energy and groups of teams of people and things like that. And really you said it best yourself, that it's really just a matter of changing the energy. Once you change the energy that you're putting into it, then the universe can give you the gifts that you're waiting for, and it can create the space of solution. What you were talking about before, when you couldn't see the solution out of frustration, there's a Greek word for that called a skatoma.
Yeah.
And it literally means blindness. It literally means blind spot.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of eye tests and stuff that I administer in my classes. A good example of that is I'm sure we've all been looking in the fridge and looking for orange juice, looking for the orange juice. I know I just bought it. I know it's here, but I can't see it. I yell, "Hey, Mom, you know, where's the orange juice? Where'd you put it? Is it?" And she says, "You know, it's right there in the fridge, middle top rack." "I don't see it." "No, it's not. It's not there." And she walks downstairs, opens the fridge, reaches in, grabs it, and puts it in my hand. And it's happened to all of us. We've all looked for our car keys or whatever. And what we're experiencing is a scotoma, is our brain is actually the thing that's seeing. And when it doesn't see the solution, or if I'm in a space of frustration, it literally scrambles my vision, so I can't do that. And so how does that reflect in our lives, you know? How many things pertaining to my relationships or business opportunities or my own spirituality, my ascension, any of those things, how many of these blocks are we surrounded by that we don't even see? It's really, really interesting.
Yes, and I want us to talk more about that. I love the analogy of looking for orange juice and the testimony of him before. We talked about the process, because that's really what it is. When we say the answer is within us, the answer is within us. As a matter of fact, there's no within. The answer is us. If we just feel it, just be differently. It's about shifting our perspective, looking with our inner eyes, and recalibrating our vision. So we're going to talk more about that. I want to ask you the question that I always ask my guests when they come on. This is the first question I always ask.
Okay.
Who are you? Who is Zoe Klimowicz?
Well, the simplest answer I can give you is that I am an honest, courageous, inspiring, powerful man of light. That's who I am today. And so it is.
So
and that's who I am
is.
Today. And that's who I've always been, but I didn't always see myself as that. And the thing that I realize, the thing that I get in touch with the most when I coach people, is that I see everybody as that, but they don't always see themselves as that.
Right.
And they see themselves as their stuff and their mistakes or their failures, and that's not who we are. These are just these experiences, you know, that turn into these misbeliefs. And I mean, I truly, when I say that, it's not even from a sense of spirituality anymore. It's just logic, you know. It's like I know where I come from. I don't come from darkness. I came from a creator that's perfect, that's light, that's love, that's powerful. And so, if I were to come from that, how could I be any different?
I hear that.
I hear that. So let's take a walk down Zoe Lane for a minute. Just two brothers walking down the trees, and we're just walking slow and listen to one another. Saying, well, you talk about this light, my brother. Have you always known this light? And didn't I read in your bio that you used drug and alcohol and you ran away from home and you did all kind of crazy stuff? Speak to me about that, old wise one.
Well, you know, I didn't realize my light was the way it is now. I kind of always saw it as this candle that was always, you know, almost ready to go out. When I, after I moved from Canada, I basically lost all of the friends that I had had since childhood. And I get plopped down in Kalispell, Montana. And I'm in a new country, a new school. I just got into high school. I have no friends. And I lived in a trailer, a dilapidated trailer. We had rats. You know, there were mouse droppings in the drawers. We had, it was a 1979 trailer built in California. And here we are in Montana with this thing. And we have the worst winter in 200 years, the year that we moved there. And I no longer had my sisters or anything, and it was just me and my two parents that just fought day and night. I mean, throwing dishes and, you know, what else, threatening whatever. And it was just violence and chaos, and I was isolated. And I was literally, in my mind, I had created or I had manifested my own little hell. Mm. And I had met some friends from out of town, and the only people I seemed to resonate were these guys. Well, it seemed that, like, the only way I was going to fit in with them is if I were to do drugs and alcohol like they were doing. And they were raised in a house by some old hippies where, you know, that sort of behavior wasn't frowned upon. It was a way of life. And so I had to make a choice. Am I going to isolate myself out here in this trailer with my parents, or am I going to go have some fun and make some friends? And it was not peer pressure. I remember making that choice very clearly. And from there, it just kind of spiraled downwards. I promised myself that I would never, I was drinking when I was 13, but I promised myself I'd never do drugs. Well, within a month, I found myself doing everything under the sun, including meth. I got into crystal meth, and I didn't even know what it was. I just thought, well, if it's not cocaine, it can't be that bad. And little did I know, it's 10 times worse, you know? and that really, in those kind of developmental parts of my life, it wasn't just the open and accepted use of drugs and alcohol and smoking. It was what was happening, you know, between the ages of 15 and 18, these were shaping my ideas of my world. You know, I'm still in the developmental stage, and so eventually, you know, I can't say that I didn't have fun. You know, I can't say it was all bad. What I can say is that when I wanted to transition out, when I was finally ready to leave that life behind, and I made the jump to family man and, you know, going to college for my graphic design degree and wanting to own a business and creating that stuff, I didn't realize that I had to reprogram my subconscious if I was going to maintain that lifestyle. You know, I mean, anybody can go out and go to school and go get married. But if you have a creation, if you have a cycle of creation that's just bogged down in negativity and scarcity and things of that, which is the lifestyle that comes with all of that, and all of a sudden I just want to switch the flip one day, and I think that, okay, well, if I do this, this, and this, my life's just going to change. Well, it did temporarily, but I didn't let go of that scarcity mindset. And it eventually started to make its way back into my life, and my relationships fell apart, my business fell apart, I lost touch with my spirituality, and I couldn't even figure out why. And it was a painful experience. I mean, basically I had thought that I had beaten all the odds when I was like, yeah, you know, I traveled the U.S. for a couple years snowboarding. I'd beaten all these addictions. And one day, I believe it was 2003, in a single month, I had lost my second son to a miscarriage. I was divorced, homeless, and unemployed. And this wouldn't be the first time my whole life fell apart. I would actually have to go through all that 5 years later after I had recovered from that and I had built up a business and I had had a new healthy relationship and, you know, I was a co-parent. 5 years later, I self-destructed again and I lost my business. I was $100,000 in debt, homeless again. And you just get to a point where you're like, well, how many times am I going to rebuild? Mm. I mean, I don't care how strong your light is or how resilient you think you are. Life hits you really, really hard sometimes. So,
wow, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's like you and I were talking earlier. Sometimes there's this illusion that a spiritual path is all roses and, oh, you know, life is just hopping from one cloud to the other. And, you know, for most of us, once we become conscious of our spiritual identity, it can feel like that while we're walking on roses and jumping from one cloud to the other and just like love and light, airy fairy, not in touch with reality.
Like, right,
you're right.
Out.
I'm in touch with the real reality because it's all. But and what I love about your story is through all of that. I mean, for me, it says a lot about your. Try not to go too deep here, but about your spirit, your soul, what you came here to do, you know?
Yeah.
And you needed that contrast so that you can appreciate the light that you are. And that goes for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
I tell my clients, anybody that I'm working with, friends, you know, the things that we go through when it's the darkest times has the greatest gift. Now, I'm not going to put my name down to go through those darkest moments because I know they're going to show up. I'm not going to force it.
Yeah.
But when I'm in it, I get to ask questions that I normally won't ask. I get to experience myself. And then, you know, and then as life goes on, it's all about the breaking open of ourselves so we can become more. And through that, you develop the process, which we're going to talk about. We're going to take a quick break. And my guest is Zoe Klimowitz. Yes, I got it right. He's the creator of The Process, a modern-day alchemist. That's what I call him. A light worker, neo warrior, author, speaker, coach, and peacemaker, because he's learned to find that peace within himself. If you want to find out more about him, you can go to his website. It's lightspace-slc.com. lightspace-slc.com. You can find out more about him. We're going to take a break. We're waiting to take your call. The process, Zoe will talk more about it. Whatever you're dealing with, you don't have to go into details. You don't have to tell us you use drugs or we don't need to know the details. We don't need to know the facts, okay? Just what's real for you. Just what's real for you now. And Zoe will take you through it. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Lignum in the chat room said, I have read that drug use, to which I'm not a stranger, is a type of spiritual starvation. And I kind of get that. I think anything that we do, any kind of abuse, really, abuse, depression, is a lack, is a desire to connect with one's identity. And that we are here to grow and be more. And because we are here to grow and be more, our soul will stop at nothing for us to realize who and what we are, and that's what life is about. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Call now and press 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to Life Conversations. Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Yes, indeed. We are committed to moving you from where you are to where you want to be. And when you get there, you realize, wow, I've been here all along. I just need to clear this junk, this erroneous thought. I just need to recalibrate how I see my life. But if you're not there yet and you're going through changes, we can take you through the process. Zoe will. So, Zoe, let's talk about the process.
What Absolutely.
Process.
Well, just to back up a little bit, there's a couple of things that we just talked about that are very relevant to what we're about to go into. One of them is we talked about the hardship of life, and if you look at the masters, all of them, I mean, none of them had it easy. You know, none of them were immune to life challenges. In fact, they had it harder than anyone else. And that's a foundation for the process. It basically shows there's a correlation between life challenges and the greatest philosophy that we may have ever received, you know, of the messages we've ever gotten on Earth. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that from the darkness, if it wasn't for all of these things, the process would have never come about. Because I was, for the first time, I was like, oh, no, like, you know, I can't believe I'm going to get myself into the self-help thing, but, you know, I was in such a dark place in my life that I had to. So I start listening to the greats like Chopra and Dyer and Hayes.
He listened to Dyer and he, what is going on? Wait a minute. Betty, get it together now.
But I wasn't seeing the results. I wasn't seeing the change that I wanted to create, that I knew that I deserved. And so the process was born from a combination of the frustration of the creation that I'd been, or the things I've created in my life, and holes in other systems that I'm not criticizing, but for me, I was in such a low vibration that they weren't reaching me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, 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 again.
So,
go ahead.
Okay. So, and I feel as though I developed the process because I feel as though other people have found themselves in a place where, well, you know, I can't just speak an affirmation because I don't feel this way. It doesn't feel right. So, I created a system. At first, I started to journal so I could create basically a pattern of the things that I didn't like about myself. And literally the first version of the process was this journal that was just me basically expressing these things I didn't like about myself that I wanted to change, identifying these issues and identifying these revelations I was having about myself. So that was the first copy. And then the next version was I realized that my speech was negative, that my verbal and my internal speech was coming out all negative, and that that was kind of the first insight that I was creating my reality, that I wasn't a victim, but that I was actually in charge of what was happening. So I started to create custom affirmations to counter the energy that I was putting into these basically negative affirmations. And then I took it a step further and realized that these weren't things that I don't like about myself. I mean, maybe they were, but they were not just that. I realized that these were points of self-discovery, which is where we get the acronym that, that we use in the process called PSDs. And so now any time that I find myself in a problem, a mistake, or failure, anything in that realm, I simply mark it down as a PSD, and I even have a trigger myself, you know? It's usually triggered oddly. It's usually triggered by a swear word, you know. Damn it!
So you say when you find yourself swearing, that's your indication that you know you have a point of self-discovery, right?
There you go. There you go. There's the requirement.
I've got a point of self-discovery. I just swore.
Yep. Any four-letter word comes out of your mouth, it's a good indication. It's not the only indication. But it's a verbal trigger, and it's funny because that's the only requirement. Some other programs, you have to find yourself in a certain space in your life. Basically, to do the process, the only thing you have to do is be able to complain. And by complaining, we're finding places in our lives that we deserve to work on. Instead of avoid or be afraid of or deny, you know, we have this in Western society, we have this keeping up with, what is it?
The
Joneses. Keeping up with the Joneses, thank you. Which is a perfect analogy for just constantly putting on this front and just denying the fact that there's anything wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us. It's just there are things in our lives that we deserve to put energy into, and these are huge places where we can turn lemons into lemonade. We turn our weaknesses into strengths, and it all sounds really good, but where is the step-by-step system that shows me how to do that? You know, maybe I wasn't born that way, and maybe I wasn't raised that way. So where is the system that shows me if I'm going to attract good things, well, I have to feel good. Well, where's the steps for that? So that's how this is.
Right. And one of the things that you said, you know, that I really appreciate, and I think that's the most important thing, we can read books, we can listen to the great ones, we can break bread with Dalai Lama, we can, you know, spend a retreat for a whole month until we are ready to do our own spiritual practice.
Yeah.
We won't get it. And your experience took you through the process so you can give birth to the process. And it's about doing. Spirituality is action. It's not just throwing around affirmation. We got a caller, and let's go there, and maybe, let's see, they got a question. It's 514 area code, and let's see, let me tune in. Is this Donna? I think it is, or not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I know my intuition is always on point. I don't know why I was even saying or not. What's wrong with me?
Hi,
of course it's Donna. How are you?
Very great. Yourself?
I'm wonderful. So you want to be taken through the process to break through?
Yes.
To see?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. So you talked about the process, and now Donna's on the line. Take it through the process. Do your thing.
Okay, awesome. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. Thank you. Okay. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper handy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is the first thing we're going to do is on the top left side of the page, I want you to write in a list style. Okay. I want you to start off with the word problem or problem. Okay. Yeah. Write down the word problems.
Okay.
Wait, you're not driving, are you?
Yeah, I am, but I pulled me over.
You better pull over.
I got caught.
I knew it.
And I had a feeling I was going to get caught. In like 2 seconds, I pulled me over. So don't worry.
I am so grateful, though, that you intuitive. You're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, lady.
That's intuition. No. That's my love for you.
You never ever do the process while you're driving.
Yeah, disclaimer. Okay.
Well, listen. I mean, there's when you're in alignment, you're in alignment.
That's it.
I'm in my car a lot, so you know, I make it a productive event being in my car.
Oh yeah, yeah. Multitasking. That's awesome. Okay. Are we in a safe space?
I'm safe now.
Okay, great. Okay, let's go ahead now.
underneath that, we're going to put the word failures. Okay, under
okay,
that,
so problem, I just put it on the top left. Now, is it
left.
Right underneath problem, I put failure,
yeah.
Or is it like bottom of the page?
No, right underneath it, just as a list. We're going to write a list. So failures.
Okay.
Mistakes.
Mistakes.
Regrets.
Regrets.
Blocks.
Blocks?
Yeah, blocks.
Okay.
Okay, so are you getting the gist of this list?
Yeah.
Okay. The energy that
and
we
so
associate
with... Let me jump
with...
in real quick there. Let me jump
sure.
in also for the listeners who are not calling in or don't want to call in but not sure. You can actually do this process as you listen.
Yeah.
And you can
yeah.
substitute whatever Donna talks about for your life. So just right on the side where he says problem, just follow the process and you will get the clarity that you need. Go ahead, Zoe.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So there's a certain amount of energy put into these words. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to contain these, okay? So around this list, I want you to put brackets or a box.
Okay.
And then a little equal sign on the right of it.
Okay.
And I want you to put the letters P as in penguin, S as in Sam, D as in dog.
Okay, P as D.
P as D, right? Okay, and underneath that? I want you to write the words, possible points of self-discovery.
Possible points of self-discovery.
There we go. Okay. And above that, I want you to write the number one.
Okay.
Okay. And put a little, you know the little Celsius, the degree sign next to that? Put that next to that, the one.
Okay.
So what we've done here is now feel the energy of the word possible. Just say the word possible.
Possible.
Okay. Does that feel better than the word problem?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because there's this energy that we put into that. There's a negativity or a positivity that we associate with these things. So from here on out, what I ask you to do is anytime you find yourself in one of these situations, I want you to just snap your fingers and say PSD, okay, and just know from no matter how upset you might be, no matter how dark or frustrated you may be in the moment, there's always a possibility that there's a solution or something that can come of this. Does that sound good to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what we've already done here is we've shifted the energy from negative to neutral. Now, the reason why I work in small increments like this is that when people say, oh, just be positive, well, it's not that easy. And even if it is, it's usually the result of somebody stuffing the emotion or denying that it happened, and that's not what this is about. This is not a Band-Aid solution. This is about honoring the way that you feel. You're allowed to feel however way you want. It's okay to find yourself in these situations. It's okay to be upset. What you don't want to do is find yourself stuck in these situations or for a prolonged period of time, because what you will be stuck in is what we call the issue instead of the solution. So based on the law of attraction, as long as I'm putting out this negative vibe that, oh, you know, I'm stuck in a problem or here this is a failure, then that's what I'm going to receive. Okay?
Okay.
So as soon as we transition to a space of neutrality, Well, now we can start to move forward, okay? So the first thing you're going to do is, I would like to, do you have an event in the last little while that you'd be willing to share that possibly caused you to get into a space of negativity?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do next is underneath that, okay, you're going to write the word event with a little dash next to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And what would that event be?
Lack of money, having no money.
Okay. Okay. So scarcity. Okay. So let's just put the word no money. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And underneath that, I want you to put the word energy.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to write these words out exactly as I say them. Okay. Up until now, I have allowed myself to feel. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Up until now, I've allowed myself to feel. Okay, and underneath that, this is what we call to purge and past tense. Okay, so I want you, this is not about just feeling good. This is about reaching deep in and finding everything in your body that you feel about money. Do you feel fear? Do you feel frustration? Do you feel anger? Do you feel lost? Do you feel confused? If you even have 1% of any of those emotions, I want you to get them out of your body and out of your field of energy and onto paper.
Okay, so it was all of them. Frustration.
Okay. Yep.
Fear.
Yep. Lack.
Lack.
Anger.
Anger. Resentment.
Okay. Do you ever feel guilt about money? About maybe spending it?
Yeah. Guilt,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and we honor, in the process, we honor the way you feel. We don't deny the way we feel.
Abandonment.
Okay. And I'm sure everybody feels this way at some point in their life about money. So you get to know that what you're sharing right now is helping other people.
Okay.
Okay, is that it?
Scared. Well, scared and fear. Fear is a bit deeper than scared.
Okay. Yeah, being scared is an element of fear.
Yeah.
Do you feel judgment?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a word that you used that I really liked. I can't remember it now.
Let's see. Frustration, scarcity, loss. You said
lost,
abandonment.
You said?
Yeah, loss. Do you feel a sense of loss when it comes to money?
No. Loneliness.
Okay.
Good one.
And do you realize that every single one of these is a product of fear?
Is a product it's of?
Every one of these is a byproduct of fear. If you subscribe to the idea or the philosophy that all emotions fall under two categories, either love or fear, you're going to find that every single one of these is a byproduct of fear. There's just another flavor of fear.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, have we purged? Is that everything?
Loneliness, rage.
Okay. Yeah, because some of us, especially us with those of us who have kids, it's not just about not being able to buy a boat or something. It's like, you know, I want to feed my children. I want to provide for them the things that they deserve. Of course we still rage.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, do you see the top sentence? It says, up until now, I have allowed myself to feel.
Yeah.
So what that does is, anytime that we write anything down just as emotion, it affirms it in the present. So because we put it in the past tense, it doesn't affirm to our subconscious, we didn't say I am, and we put down all these negative emotions. We put up until now, which is true, and it doesn't present it. It also gives us ownership. It gives us the right to feel it, and it gives us accountability. Because is anybody else making you feel this way about money than other than you, Donna?
But do I
make you afraid of money, or do you allow yourself
no.
to be afraid of
money? Yeah, okay. I allow it.
Okay, so we're accountable now. Okay, so
yes.
What we're going to do underneath that, okay, we're going to write another line that says we're going to write energy underneath that. Okay,
yeah.
And now we're going to write the antithesis of each one of those negative energies that we had before. So, what's the first word?
Frustration.
Okay. The opposite of frustration is peace.
The opposite of frustration is...
So what we're going to do is, I want you to write, next to energy, I want you to write, I now create the space for.
I now create the space. Four.
And by stating that and affirming that and writing that down, you're literally creating a space that wasn't there before. Before you were stuck in issue. All of that stuff you wrote down, that's what you've been carrying around. This is where disease comes from. This is where scarcity comes from, is that I carry these emotions around about this is what I'm going to attract. So now that we've identified it, we're going to replace those with positive affirmations. So now we create the space for the opposite of frustration would be peace. Okay, what's the next word?
Fear is love.
Okay, love. Love, the opposite of fear is love.
Okay, lack, abundance.
Okay, abundance.
Anger, joy.
Yep.
Resentment.
Acceptance.
What's the opposite of resent? Sorry? Acceptance?
Acceptance, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Guilt?
Let's see. The opposite of guilt, that again is acceptance. Because
okay.
Guilt comes from judgment, and acceptance is also the opposite of judgment.
Okay. Abandonment?
Okay. Security?
Security, okay.
What is the opposite of abandonment would be either like family or what's another good word for group? Community.
Community.
Community, yep. That's the opposite of abandonment. And it's funny that what you'll find is that no matter what you put as the event, the emotions are pretty much the same, which is why this
yeah.
will apply to anybody who's doing any of this exercise right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very true.
Okay. Is that it?
Scared.
Okay. Courage.
Courage.
Yep.
So judgment was acceptance.
Acceptance.
Loneliness.
Community.
Community.
How about wholeness?
Wholeness?
How about complete? How about being complete?
Yeah, being complete. I like
okay.
that. And rage?
Peace, calm, serenity. And almost every time I want you to put forgiveness.
Okay.
Because our judgments come from lack of forgiveness. Because we're allowed to make mistakes. That's how we learn. But we're not allowed to beat ourselves up over it forever and ever and ever. Then we're not learning. Humans are the only species that pay for the same mistake more than once. Okay, so are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, And at the end of that, I would like you to put, and I work towards this in each moment, every day.
And I work towards this each moment of every day.
Okay. Now, read that from top to bottom for me, the affirmation.
Just this one?
Yeah, just read that one that we just
did. And I work towards this each moment of every day.
The whole paragraph that we just created. Read it from now? I now create this space. Read it from I now create this space.
Okay. I now create the space for peace, love, abundance, joy, acceptance, security, community, courage, wholeness, being complete, peace, calm, serenity, forgiveness, and I work towards this each moment of every day.
Now, how does that feel?
Wow, that was cool. I didn't see that coming.
I felt it too. No, I got tingles. Now, what are the chances that your life are going to change by carrying that energy around as opposed to what you have been? Albert Einstein said himself that the same mindset that created the problem can't be used to fix it.
Yeah.
So not only energetically be changed, that's the feeling you're getting, okay? But over time, you're going to be reprogramming your subconscious. And every time, Donna, every time you feel yourself slip back into the first list, I just want you to take your notebook, take your paper, I want you to read your affirmation, and I want you to apply these things to other parts of your life. Because you've literally created a space. Now you are no longer stuck in the issue. You have now created the space for solution. And the solution itself, underneath this, we put the word checkpoint. Because the solution itself, okay, your job is to manage your energy. The mechanics of how this is going to look, when it's going to show up, and how it's going to show up, that's up to the universe. Because we're not here to, this is not to work against nature, this works with nature. The universe is constantly giving you whatever it is that you're putting out. So once you get this out of your system and on the paper, and you now affirm that this is what I do carry, this is what I am, this is what I attract, then this is what we get. And I have, out of 60 people, every single one of them has an actual manifestation. The reason why I finally believed in my own system was it wasn't just about feeling good. If you want to feel good, take a warm bath, you know? Or if you want to feel good, go do yoga. But if you want results in your life, shift your energy. Instead of waiting for the circumstances of your life to govern how you feel, change how you feel to govern the circumstances of your life.
Okay.
So now we're going to get, from here, we're going to have a checkpoint, okay? And I want you to just draw a big square on the paper. And I want you to time and date stamp when you wrote this affirmation down. Because when it actually manifests in real life, you get an actual result. It will show up in your checkpoint, and then you will write down the time when that happens.
Okay, so explain. It's not clear. I have to put around that affirmation, or just draw like an empty square right now on my page?
Underneath it, write the word checkpoint.
Okay.
And then draw like a square or a rectangle next to that.
Okay.
And that's literally the space that you created for the solution.
Okay.
So you time and date stamp when you created the affirmation, and you wait. You just do, you stay in this energy, and if you slip back, you just repeat it. This is called the third degree of shift, and I like that because it's also, I repeat my affirmations 3 times. And so not only are you working on a metaphysical level energetically, but on a physical level, you're reprogramming your subconscious. Because our internal dialogue and our external dialogue absolutely affect what goes on in our subconscious. Our subconscious is a computer, and if we put in bad information, there's an old programmer term called garbage in, garbage out. if we were raised in poverty or we've taken on the beliefs of others that life is about scarcity, not about abundance, then that's the information that goes in. So it's time to unlearn that. And that's what this does. And you can do this with anything. You don't need, I mean, if you want to call me, you can, but you don't necessarily need a coach all the time. You can share it with other people. And for me, the ultimate goal here is to create shift in the world. Because before I engage somebody in a relationship, say I have a problem with them, instead of going to them in the state of issue, when I use the process and I get myself into the state of solution, and then I come and confront them, then I have peace. And so inner peace reflects as outer peace in my community, in my immediate family, in my relationships. And eventually that ripples out into the world. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be a big, long, you don't have to go to India, and you don't have to, like Ade was saying, you know, you don't have to be a Buddhist monk for 30 years. You literally just, people want to shift, they just don't know how.
Yes, yes. And I want to ask Donna, when you first called in, before Zoe took you through the process, how were you seeing your world?
I was worrying.
Mm-hmm.
I was worrying. I was trying not to worry. I was like avoiding, you know, some of the stuff he said.
Right.
Like, you know, we avoid or we try to repress or whatever.
Good.
But deep down, that's really, I'm worried.
So going through the process now, what do you see that you didn't see before?
It brings me back to the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
It connects me to my inner self at a deeper level. And I think the thing that I like the most is really, I really loved how we took the words and then we did the opposite of it. And then when we state the affirmation, it's just, I felt this like expansion in me.
They felt it in the chat room too. Listeners are like, whoa, that was great. Even you went, whoa, like, whoa, where did that come from? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Zoe.
And that is not what I call cheerleader BS. That is not just motivational speak. That is you literally aligning with who you really are, which I stated before. Because, Donna, when you look at the list, which list do you come from? Do you come from fear? Or were you from, or do you come from a creator that is community and love, peace, calmness? Which one do you, were you born of?
A place of love.
Yeah, you're from the second list. It's not just there to brainwash you. That is literally where you come from. The top list is a lie that is generated by us, by the ego, mind, and judgment. The bottom is the truth. That's the difference, is that you're literally getting back to, and when you release these things that aren't you and your authentic self, well, your authentic self is all of those things encased in one being. So you're literally experiencing alignment. And so the best part about this is that there's a fifth step, and it's called lesson or philosophy. And what happens is underneath your checkpoint, after your checkpoint shows up, you're going to write down what you learned from this situation, because the universe is not here to punish us. It is here to teach us. So when I get a lesson or philosophy, I now have something that is valuable to me. Could this possibly serve you in other parts of your life? Donna?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Yeah. Now, could this serve other people?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so the alchemy.
I think the effect is if I change, automatically irradiates. The effect is like automatic.
That's it.
I'll vibrate at a different level, so I'll attract the same vibration.
Right.
There you go. Exactly. It's gravitational. So what if you look at the very first list that we talked about, okay, some of the characteristics we said, okay, It's heavy, is it not? The first list, the problems, the PSD list. Does it seem heavy to you? Okay. And they're not of much value to us, are they, in their
no.
native form?
Yeah.
Okay. And over time, would you find this poisonous?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a certain metal that has all of those characteristics, qualities, and that would be lead. Lead is heavy. It's not worth very much. And if I carry this brick of it long enough, it will poison me. Now, if you compare that to the lesson or the philosophy at the very end of this, of the process, you have something that is valuable, something that is light, and something that can create unlimited possibilities. Mm-hmm. Do you know of another metal that has those qualities?
Gold comes to my mind.
There you go.
I don't know why, but I don't know if that's it.
Though. That's it. That's the one.
That's it. You're literally
it?
Taking... That's it. I knew you were going to get it. That's why I didn't speak up. you're literally converting.
And she's shocked.
You're
she got it right. Like, I don't know. Go comes to mind. I got it right.
That's it. You have just transmuted energy. You have just changed lead into gold. You have just practiced alchemy.
Wow.
And therefore, people like me who have had the most challenges in life, the more bricks you carry, the more gold you can create. Just like the masters.
Hmm.
Wow.
So,
say that again. The more
lead bricks you carry, the more gold you can make. The more fuel for the machine, the more lessons and philosophies you can share with the world because you went through things other people didn't. So this is no longer, the hard life is no longer viewed as a curse, but that's where we're going to get all our teachers from for the shift, for the future.
And
they're
that's
not
such
gonna
a powerful
be,
statement.
They're not going to be
when
the
you say the more lead you carry, the more gold you can make. So when we're going through this growing experience, pain, challenges, blockage, mistakes, judgment, or whatever, we can say, woo, look at the universe supplying me with some resources so I can make more gold. You know, it's like, woo, I have some supplies today. I need some people to help me carry it. But, and you know, what I also love, the whole thing about honoring our feelings, and I'm sure Donna can identify with this. Sometimes we tend to pretend we're not feeling what we're feeling. We don't want to say it. We want to think positive. We want to be positive. But what you can't be with won't let you be. If you deny a feeling, it is going to just grab hold of you. Like, you're going to represent. I am here. But the minute we pay attention to it, we have more power to transmute that energy. And I heard it happen. I heard it. And I'm sure you will hear some more from Donna. Donna, thank you for being the alchemist to volunteer your time so that you can be an example for the world. And those of you listening on the phone and those of you listening on the internet, I trust you went through your own process. Donna, I look forward to hearing more from you. And those website is lightspace-slc.com. Lightspace-slc.com. You can find out more about him. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to kind of wrap it up with Zoe. And after that, I think I get to play a clip yesterday when I was punked on my own show. I used to go, we got to laugh. I was punked. Zoe, you got to hear this. I was punked on my own show. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 80, number 347-426-3346. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1:30 p.m. And all the shows are archived, so you can share with your friends. You can like the show. You can give it to your friend, download it, whatever you feel like doing. Listen to it again, especially today's show. You know, maybe some of you are listening with Donna or you're participating or maybe something's coming up for you. And Nahali wants to know if this is in the book. So when we come back, we'll get Zoe to answer that. But and there's another option here. You just listen to the show again. We will be right back. We are taking a quick break. And this is why you don't need to go anywhere. Just stay here and come back tomorrow and the day after that. And when I'm not here, listen to the archive. Oh, for the new listeners, I need to give you a prescription before I tell you this. don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. You know why? This is why.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
The best hosting in the planet. So all those other radio stations, kick them to the curb. They're just the point of self-discovery. Now you found the gold. Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. I believe and I let go.
The process is the way to let go, to release, to acknowledge what is real. No denial, just affirmation of what is real for you right now. And then you can step into your greater yet to be. So, come with me, my guest. He's a modern-day alchemist, a neo-warrior, a peacemaker, a light worker, just an amazing human being. And his website address is lightspace-slc.com.
Lightspace-slc.com.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just opened up my blog a couple days ago, too, called and it's howdoishift.com.
Howdoishift.com. That's easy to remember. So when you're stuck and you can't think, like, how do I shift? .com and you'll find Zoe. You could never forget that. Zoe, quickly, we've got about a couple of minutes because I want to play some clips here. Two things I want to ask you. Oh, before I do that, I Release, I Let Go. That was the Agape Choir. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to their website. It's agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Find out all the wonderful thing Michael Bernard Beckwith is doing, his choirs, the members. It's a great place to be, especially on Wednesday nights for us in the Eastern time zone. and on Sundays, agapelive.com. So do you have the process in the book that people can purchase on your website or somewhere to get it?
The book is to be released in October with my co-author, Emily Shaw Henderson, under Coconut Line Publishing. I am going to have a workbook, though, that comes with the class, and I can do the class over the phone, webinar, in person, or one-on-one coaching. So I will have the workbook, but the actual book itself, we're finished writing, and my editor is just getting it prepared for publishing in October.
Yes, howdoishift.com, not howdoirelease, howdoishift.com, and we have a listener using the going by the username V123 says, thank you for sharing your beautiful light, Zoe. Super love from Brazil. They're sending you love all the way from Brazil. Holly's in the house. Jen is in the house. Now Holly's in the house. Suzanne 52 is in the house. V123, Electra's in the house. Celeste is in the house. Let's see. I don't know these other numbers. Donna's in the house. Betty's in the house. I know those. And, you know, before we go, let's see. Yeah, we got a few minutes. I want to do that. I want you to laugh with me, though. I want you to hear what happened to me on my show yesterday. I mean, I was punked on my own show. This would be a good way to just release and just, you know, really just laugh. So here we go. Yesterday, that's all I'm going to say. Yesterday, I got a call, and I was loved in the most powerful way. I was drinking in the love. The love was awesome. I mean, you see, and it was so good. Let me pull it up here. As I multitask, because I can, you know. I've been processed by Zoe, so I can do anything I want
to
do.
That's right.
Here we go.
Now you're free. Now you're free to fly, brother.
646 area code. What's your name and where you calling from?
God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And you too. God bless you too. Thank you for that.
You're changing the world.
Thank you. Ooh, you just hit me. You shut me up. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you. You've saved
that.
Lives, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
I am going to cry.
Wow.
And the fact that you're here with today is changing my life. Can I? I just want to say this is more than about your music.
Yeah.
I came out. Both because of my mother telling me she would disown me if I was gay, and a little bit of bullying, both outside in the world and even with one of the staff members here. I love you.
I love you too. What's your name?
You have changed so many millions of youths, gay youths' lives.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
You are a hero, a musical icon, a legend.
Wow.
I cried at the Monster Bowl. 5 times I cried. I love you.
I love you too.
I am going to cry. When I hear your song, I think about the people who have been kicked out of their homes, who have thought about slitting their wrists.
Okay. when you talk about song, what song are you talking about?
I am.
Say that again?
I just want to say this is more than about your music.
Okay.
You've saved lives, whether you know it or not. God bless you.
I receive the words. I receive the truth, and I appreciate that. All right?
I love you.
Love you, too.
You are a hero, a musical icon, a legend.
Thank you.
You have changed so many millions of youths, gay youths' lives.
Oh, I got to breathe this one in. I got to breathe this in. Thank you very much, because I received the truth.
Thank you.
I received the truth. You're welcome. think I'm going to play Abraham right now. Let's go to part two of the clip. And I received the truth. I received the love. I received the blessing. So let's go to, if I could find it, let's see right here. Is it Hardy Nail or is it me?
It was me. I was pumped big time. Well, I know you guys are listening to what I'm saying, and so I know you're thinking, how can you call that? How can you say he's pumped? Well, we later discovered, Zoe, that was a recording.
Nice. You were phone just, hat.
Oh, my God. Because I'm hearing this woman talking, I'm going to cry. But I'm also feeling like, okay, is there something else going on here? But I'm like, if she's real, I don't want to be part of
you
her.
You almost punked me. You almost punked me. I was like, is she talking to me?
I know, that's right. She's talking about changing lives. Now, I set the intention that each show changes people's lives. It's like, whoa. I mean, she had those big carrots, man, and then only to find out it was a recording. I laughed all day yesterday because when I played it over and over, Betty said to me, you said I love you to a recording. I'm like, well, I'm just responding to what she said.
Hey, no, the energy. That energy's still there, man, whether it's a robot or not. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's
still
right.
Energy,
and that's how I
you know this.
Because even I know that if we touch one person's life, they go forth and touch another person's life. That you, what you're doing in the process, Donna gets to experience it. As she said, you know, her vibration will be different. It will touch somebody else. And it just goes on and on. But it was funny. And when she said, you're a musical legend, I mean, I'm not usually speechless. I'm like, huh? This is Ade, not Sade. I think you got it twisted. But I couldn't say that because he may be real. Musical legend. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to just be with that one. But that was so funny. Benny and I had such a great laugh. I mean,
that's awesome.
It was just funny. I mean, it was so funny that I was going to share that today. But anyway, we're getting ready to release the show. Were you going to say something, though?
No, I was just going to say now. Whenever I get bored, I'm just gonna record messed up stuff and send it to you in the middle of your show.
Oh boy, I am so glad I'm in tune because some people say just listen, don't talk, just listen.
Right.
I was speechless. I couldn't. I'm like, okay, if this is real, I gotta watch what I say. If it's not, then how do I even handle this? What? But it was so hilarious. Well, here's a comment in the chat room from Holly. Benna, she said, Zoe, it's great to hear your voice again. Glad you are getting some great exposure and sharing all your wonderful techniques. Hope to see you again next year when I visit 20?
Tawny, yeah. Tawny is
okay.
Mutual friend, very powerful and awesome woman. And I love Holly. Just Holly, I love you, and thank you so much for your support and just for being part of the ripple. She's already shared the process with a couple of other people with good results, and it's so simple that you can. That's the point. It's not about me being the center of it all. It's about each one of us being the ripple in our own community and having a tool that's so simple that we could share to create shift together. Because if we're really going to do this, you know, for 2012, it's going to take all of us, you know.
All of us. Because when you think you're there and you look around, there's nobody with you, you ain't there yet. But when you get there and you look around and the whole community is around you, you're like, yes, we made it. My brother, I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this again. I love your energy, and I'm grateful to Betty for connecting us. Talk to you real soon, and have a wonderful day, my brother.
Love and light, brother.
Thank you. Peace and blessings. Life is good. It's getting better. And we're getting ready to release the show. I'm back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Ask Life Coach Ade. I am a music legend, so you better listen. I'm changing lives. Oh, God. Life is good. It's getting better. And email your questions to ask@lifecoachade.com. LifeCoachAde.com. There it is. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.